mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Constitutional lawyer, law scholar Larry Becraft coming up in the next segment. From Louisiana to Nevada to California to New York, they're prosecuting people for tax evasion. They go to jury trials and the government's losing. Nine people found not guilty earlier this week in Nevada, in Las Vegas, for tax evasion. Larry Becraft coming up. You see, instead of throwing Molotov cocktails and having shootouts with the feds, we're just going to go out and show them how it's an offshore corporation. We're going to go out and show them how it's a private arm, the Federal Reserve, with all the official documents, and how it's all a big scam. And quote Ronald Reagan to the jury, admitting it, and it's over. That's how you win hearts and minds, just like Burma. They killed at least 10 monks, machine gunned them. Monks didn't fight back. Now Burma looks totally horrible, and the coup may get thrown out. But if those monks would have fought back, they'd have got what they wanted. And I'm not saying there isn't a time. When you're about to go to a FEMA camp and there's soldiers about to rape your children, you know, you got to defend yourself, and that's the time for defense. But you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Here's Dick Cheney on C-SPAN. This is a new clip that surfaced back in the early 1990s, years after. I got the two clips mixed up. Which one is this? This is from 94 or 92? This is the 92, okay. We just played the 94. Here's the 92. Here it is.
Very realistic and sobering presentation by our Secretary of Defense. We have some simple questions. Why didn't we bury Saddam Hussein when we had the chance?
Well, that's a question that I'm frequently asked. Let me spend a minute on it, Ted, because it's an important subject. At the end of the war in the Gulf, when we made the decision to stop, we did so because we had achieved our military objectives. That is, when we decided to halt military operations. And those objectives were twofold: to liberate Kuwait, and secondly, to strip Saddam Hussein of his offensive military capability, of his capacity to threaten his neighbors. And we'd done that. There's no doubt in my mind but what we could have gone on to Baghdad and taken Baghdad, occupied the whole country. We had the 101st Airborne up on the Euphrates River Valley, about halfway between Kuwait and Baghdad. And I don't think from a military perspective that it would have been an impossible task. Clearly it wouldn't, given the forces that we had there. But we made a very conscious decision not to proceed for several reasons, in part because as soon as you go to Baghdad to get Saddam Hussein, you have to recognize that you're undertaking a fairly complex operation. It's not the kind of situation where we could have pulled up in front of the presidential palace in Baghdad and said, come on, Saddam, you're going to the slammer. We would have had to run him to ground. A lot of places he could have gone to hide out or to resist. It would have required the extensive military forces to achieve that. But let's assume for the moment that we would have been able to do it. We've got Saddam now, and maybe we put him down there in Miami with Noriega. Then the question comes, putting a government in place of the one you've just gotten rid of. You can't just sort of turn around and walk away. You've now accepted the responsibility for what happens in Iraq. What kind of government do you want us to create in place of the old Saddam Hussein government? You want a Sunni government or a Shia government? Or maybe it ought to be a Kurdish government. Or maybe one based on the Ba'ath Party. Or maybe some combination of all of those. How long is that government likely to survive without U.S. military forces there to keep it propped up? If you get into the business of committing U.S. forces on the ground in Iraq to occupy the place, my guess is I'd probably still have people there today instead of having been able to bring them home.
Stay there. We're going to come back, play the last couple minutes of it, and get Larry Becraft, constitutional scholar, lawyer, on, talk about some amazing developments on the taxation front. And I forgot to mention something about this little black girl who they broke her arm, the security guards, for not cleaning up all the cake that fell on the floor.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Editor of the Dixieland Law Journal, Larry Becraft. We've got a link to his website up on InfoWars.com in the guest section underneath the Ron Paul section with Jesse Benton today if you want to go see it with his different briefs and the things that he's dealt with over the years. He is a constitutional scholar, constitutional lawyer. He's won a lot of cases. He is not Mr. Mythology. I've been doing this for 15 years, 13 years on air, and I have seen a lot of people end up going to prison because they believe they can put fake liens on people, and there's all these quacks who run these trusts, and they get patriots to sign stuff over to them. And I've had friends, I've said, don't do it, it's a scam. They never listen. They've got to experience it themselves first. But I didn't get him on about that. I've had him on before about patriot mythology. We could do 2 hours on that sometime, because I like to not see people go to prison. But again, when these good old boys call up, they never want to listen to you. They got to go to jail first. And it doesn't even mean that some of their arguments aren't legitimate, but the system is criminal. But before we go to Larry Becraft to talk about these great developments, the signs the people may be waking up, I wanted to finish up with Dick Cheney. Here he is. This is in 92, C-SPAN, talking at a dinner about how we went to Iraq. in 1991, it would be a quagmire. Here he is.
If you get into the business of committing U.S. forces on the ground in Iraq to occupy the place, my guess is I'd probably still have people there today instead of having been able to bring them home. We would have been in a situation once we went into Baghdad where we would have engaged in the kind of street-by-street, house-to-house fighting in an urban setting that would have been dramatically different from what we were able to do in the Gulf, in Kuwait, in the desert, where our precision-guided munitions and our long-range artillery and tanks were so devastating against those Iraqi forces. You would have been fighting in a build-up urban area, large civilian population, and much heavier prospects for casualties. You would have found as well, I think, probably the disintegration of the Arab coalition that signed on to support us in our efforts to eject the Iraqis from Kuwait, but never signed on for the proposition that the United States would become some kind of quasi-permanent occupier of a major Middle Eastern nation. And the final point with respect to casualties, everybody, of course, was tremendously impressed with the fact that we were able to prevail at such a low cost, given the predictions with respect to casualties in major modern warfare. But for the 146 Americans who were killed in action, and for their families, it was not a cheat or a low-cost
war. All right. And there's clip after clip coming out of him saying all this. Neocons will then post on the web saying it isn't real video. Cheney never said this. That's how they childishly deal with these issues. But the policy changed, and they said, hey, we want to break up the Arab coalition. We want to spread things, and we want Saudi Arabia to fully fall to the Wahhabists. Then we'll have an excuse to go in. We want Iran to have a war with the Wahhabists. We want the whole thing in a quagmire. I mean, they went from an evil New World Order policy of setting that country up and attacking it to just genocide for 16 years and total evil, now 17 years. All right, I'm going to shut up about that. I promised to get to that, so there it is. Larry Becraft, great guy, and again, he's got a long website name. It's http://home.hiwaay.net, /7EBEcraft/. Just go to Infowars.com. It's a lot easier, and you can just click on it and go directly to it. But it's lots of briefs, lots of expert journal stuff, massive amounts of work. And he's somebody who doesn't like to put out bad info and send patriots to prison. So he's a good guy. Larry Becraft, good to have you on, my friend.
Alex, it's a pleasure always to be a guest on your show.
Just 60 seconds. First, please, sir, tell us about yourself, how you got involved in all this decades ago, and then kind of run through how the IRS is now losing case after case against individuals that they claim haven't filed, and then this latest nine people, 160-plus counts, found not guilty or mistrials or hung juries, and just walk us through that, sir.
Well, my background is I grew up here in northern Alabama, live in Huntsville, Alabama, graduated from high school here in Huntsville, went to Samford University, which is a Baptist-supported school down in Birmingham, Alabama, graduated from there with a degree in economics, graduated cum laude. Then I went over to Cumberland School of Law, spent 3 years there, and then I graduated in 75, took the Alabama bar exam, ran into the movement about the mid-70s, ran into Tupper Saucy about 1979 and have been associated with the freedom movement ever since. So a lot of battles under the, I've engaged in a lot of battles with the IRS, a lot of battles with the state. We've had victories and we've had defeats. I hope that.
But the bottom line is you've been given fight for 30 years and we salute you.
Well, appreciate that. So we salute you. You're more vocal than anybody else.
Well, I try. But I'd rather other folks be more vocal. You know, it's scary to be out front.
Absolutely.
The IRS, in just a few minutes before we get into this, what is it? How does it operate? Is it a fraud? Should people pay or not pay? Break it down.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, that's a very, very complex question. You've got to take into consideration the background of all of this and what the government's done to, you know, kind of muddy the water about how this tax law operates. If you want to get into that, we can spend maybe 10 or 15 minutes to talk about the background.
Well, I mean, I understand it's very complex, but give them just a taste, and then let's get into what this means, this sea change, to have them losing case after case.
Well, you know, the government spent a lot of years and a lot of propaganda, you know, telling the American public, gee, everybody owes the federal income tax. it's amazing to me that I keep encountering all these people that, like Sherry Jackson, she used to work for the IRS. She came along in about sometime right before 2000, heard about a $50,000 ad, a reward. Who can show who's liable for the federal income tax? She said, oh, that's an easy question to answer. She spent a couple of weeks trying to find it because she wanted to collect the $50,000 reward. She came up with a big zero and reached the conclusion that, hey, there's a lot of holes in the federal income tax. And indeed, when you sit down and take a look at the federal income tax, there are just a lot of holes. And that's the reason why I think that people need to take a look at the tax laws, quit following the government propaganda, you know, gee, everybody knows that this is crystal clear, those that don't pay, you know, just a bunch of tax cheats. You know, the American public is brainwashed, if you will, or they've been educated otherwise, but if people will dig into the tax laws, you can find some amazing holes, and that's what I'd like to discuss over the next hour.
Well, it had those holes so the big corporations didn't have to pay because they were offshore and running scams, and it's, you know, designed for the general public. Plus, these idiots say, well, we wouldn't have a government without it. Well, we sure built this country until the 40s without it.
Absolutely. We, you know, when this country got started out, as a result of the Constitutional Convention, the federal government was designed to exist primarily off of indirect taxes and primarily what flowed across the border, taxes on customs and things of that nature. It only started, you know, we had during the Civil War a period in which we, you know, of course, if you're going to issue fiat currency, you got to have a mechanism to suck it out of circulation. That's typically what an income tax does. But then in 1913, we got the Federal Reserve, and also in 1913, we got the 16th Amendment and then the October 1913 Income Tax Act, and we've had it ever since. And this country has been basically ruined because of the income tax. I see where this country is going. If we don't bring about some serious change real soon, as we go through this dollar collapse, the government is going to be taking more and more resources away from the people. And, you know, as we go through this very economically troubling time in the next 3 and 4 years leading up to the, you know, blending of Canada, the United States, and Mexico together where we'll have the Amero, as we go through that period, I think the American people are going to be raped. And I think it's high time for the American people to take a look at what's going on around the world. You know, quit having a comfort zone that's 10 feet wide and start examining some of these real important issues.
Well, I agree. When you read the actual IMF and World Bank policy reports, they say point blank that they designed the debt money system to totally consolidate all wealth into the hands of the elite, and that at our current debt rate for the nation, to issue currency they created, we're at almost $100 trillion, and that taxes will need to be at over 90% by 2015. Now, folks, they're not going to be able to squeeze that out of us, but it's about total enslavement. And we're in for some hard times, aren't we, Larry?
No doubt about it. You know, last year they quit publishing the inflation statistics in March of 2006. Well, that was a prime indicator that when Ben Helicopter Bernanke got into his Fed chairman, you know, he's a man that can hyperinflate, and that's exactly what we're doing. We've got these tremendous war expenditures. We got Congress coming along. Hey, I just came back from Tucson, and I looked at the map of all the highways they're going to build for the North American Union, and I've been told that Arizona is getting something like $300 billion to build all these roads. Everything that they're doing shows that they're going to be gearing up and trying to bring us into this North American Union. They're going to spend a whole lot of money in the process. Well, as we go through this period, there's going to be hyperinflation. And if you take a look at every hyperinflation, you can go back to Germany in the 1920s. You can see that the people that lived in a society where there was hyperinflation, they suffered greatly. And the big boys, you know, I just listened to a radio program yesterday when I'm driving around in my car, and they're talking about inflation and how the elites are already out of the Federal Reserve note. They're in other currencies. And so it's just going to be
Cheney dumped all of the vice president of the last 4 years dumped all his dollars.
Wow.
That was in the news.
Well, it sounds like we got a commercial break.
Yeah, and he got a house in Dubai, and Halliburton's moving to Dubai. But he's red, white, and blue, though, boy. He's a Republican. Everything's fine. George W. is going to save us. By the way, we've got inside intel. We're confirming it right now that Bill Clinton was at Bohemian Grove this year as the guest of former President Bush. Isn't that sweet?
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
All right, Larry B. Kraft, this is a short segment. We'll come back in a long one and get into more detail, but run through it. I mean, Joe Bannister, Treasury agent, hears a radio show that says it's private, a fraud. He goes and finds out it is. He goes and tells them. They say, yeah, just get out of here. He was one of the armed agents, Treasury agent. Same thing with Jackson and throwing the book at her. He was found not guilty. A lawyer down in Louisiana just got found not guilty. Cryer, you're friends with. Now nine people just got found. I mean, what is – first, let's just generally talk about what this trend means, and then let's get into some detail in the next segment, Larry.
Well, I hope it is a trend, Alex. You know, the American people are right now going through, let's say it's the beginning, the dawn of a very troubling time in American society. And perhaps, through the efforts like people like you, a lot of these people are beginning to wake up. Now, a couple of years ago when Joe Bannister, who used to be a former IRS special agent, you know, he was just on the inside carrying out the investigations of people that he called tax protesters and arresting them and having them indicted. Well, he ran into the tax truth movement, did some investigation, and said, hey, these people are not crazy. They got some legitimate questions. So he asked those of those same questions of his superiors, and he was told, hit the door, Jack. Well, then shortly after that, he got involved with a man by the name of Al Thompson, who was in the tax honesty movement. Al quit withholding on his employers. Ultimately, Al and Joe got indicted in a conspiracy. Joe went to trial separately, didn't go to the trial at the same time that Al did. Two friends of mine, Bob Bernhoff and Jeff Dickstein, defended Joe. And the jury came back. Hey, Joe didn't even put on a defense. Their whole case was an attack upon the government's case. They introduced a tape where Joe explained what he did with Al Thompson's employees, and the jury came back and said, hey, Joe's not guilty. Now, there have been a number of victories over the years. One of the first biggest cases that I got involved in was the Franklin Sanders conspiracy case. It got started in December of 89, and there were 27 people that had been indicted. We went to trial in January of 1991, and in July 1991, of the 17 defendants that stood trial, and 52 counts were to be decided by the jury came back and acquitted everybody on everything. That was probably one of the biggest tax trials in American history, and I represented Franklin Sanders. We've had, a number, Jeff Dickstein's had a number of acquittals. I've had a number of acquittals. You know, I represented here recently, back in about 2003, Vernie Kuglin, a former FedEx pilot from Memphis. She was found not guilty.
I forget the guy's name. In Freedom to Fascism, there's just a good old boy. He's in there and he goes, and the agents, it's their videotape, and he's going, can you just show me a law, buddy?
Yeah.
And they go, no, we can't show you that.
Whitey Harrell is a case that involves the state of Illinois prosecuting him for state income tax violations, and he introduced a videotape during that trial, and these agents couldn't point out where, you know, he was liable for the tax or required to file a return. They had a real good lady that was a forelady on that jury, and she's been out speaking. You know, they returned a not guilty verdict against Whitey, and she's been around the country speaking about all this. You know, the government's got a lot to hide, Alex.
Well, they certainly do, and again, there are hundreds of taxes we've had in the past. This is a tax in the Communist Manifesto. It says get a central bank and then get an income tax to extract it. This is the global system, and the very commissariats that set up the Soviet system, this is mainstream history, are the same commissariats that set up our Federal Reserve. And now they're the neocons, and I don't think the general public is aware of that, Larry.
No, they're not. You know, I go around and conduct a little survey, you know, just with people I meet on the street, and you'd be amazed at how many people just, you know, they're good Republicans. And they believe, you know, if you come along and try to introduce this type of material to them, this type of thinking, you know, they've got a comfort zone that's at least 10 feet wide, and if you try to invade that, they hate you. You know, America's the best place in the world. Hey, they're brainwashed. But, you know, I think things like 9/11, you go out and you try to talk to people about 9/11, their first reaction is, they're opposed to all these conspiracy things. But then when you start showing them pictures, they begin to change their mind. You know, they get exposed to this stuff. Hey, it's not all it's cranked up to be. Well, the same thing happens with a lot of other areas. You know, we had this recent tax trial. Bill Cohen, a friend of mine out from San Diego, California, was representing this guy by the name of Care, and he was an employer out in Las Vegas, that put his whole company on the gold and silver standard. And when he did that, you know, let's go back into 2000, 2001, 2002. You know, Federal Reserve note was worth 1/12 of a silver dollar.
Stay there. We're going to be right back. We're going to walk through this and explain how they tried to follow the federal law, the Constitution.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm.
There's an FBI SWAT team driving around and running around on the street out the window right now.
Into this world we're thrown.
I don't think they're for this office.
Like a dog without a bone.
But they got FBI armbands, FBI SWAT team running around the street. First, during the break, they pulled up in the little parking lot right in front of my office and jumped out, running around armed. And I was wondering what that is, and I stood there and said, "Turn a camera on in case they came in here." And then they suddenly screeched out and drove around the corner and ran in some other building. So, oh, man. Meanwhile, $4 trillion is missing from the Pentagon. I mean, and if your car gets stolen or you get mugged, the cops won't even come out half the time now. Used to, they track down real criminals. Now, it's probably looking for drugs or something. It just never ends. But why would it be an FBI SWAT team? Just heaven help us. We're going to go to Larry B. Craft here in just a minute. Interfood, a great sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. The best green food out there, bar none. A couple scoops a day gives you all the minerals and nutrients and vitamins you need. The mainline food you eat, even if it's organic, has been debased. A lot of minerals and vitamins because of the soils. And then you get this supplement, you absorb 100% of it, unlike a lot of the hard vitamins people take. This is right from the food source. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion. Come out the window here. There go our friends again. Detoxing effects, colon cleansing, and much more. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the banner. You can get 10% off. And if you order in bulk, another 20%. That's 30% off. So go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com, or PrisonPlanet.com, or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of storable foods, in these troubled times, if there is going to be a big recession or a depression or a crisis or whatever, it's common sense to have some storable foods. They got 2-month supplies for individuals, 1-year supplies. You'll be amazed how inexpensive it is. This is the oldest continual operating company. eFoodsDirect.com is the website. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. You can also see huge banners to them at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Food gives you great security. You can stay in your house. You don't have to go to the FEMA center during an emergency. They use food as a weapon. Give eFoodsDirect a call at 800-409-5633. They'll give you a free brochure, or go to eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, back to Larry Breedcraft, who I really appreciate holding. Check out his amazing constitutional scholar website. Again, he's got a degree in economics. Our little friends. Hey, guys, you found out what's going on. Come tell me. Oh, they don't hear me through the glass. Ah, it's driving me crazy. This doesn't normally happen. Armed FBI running around out the street. I'm normally keep my composure a little better. I'm like I'm a play-by-player. I'm wanting to know what's going on. Aaron's videotaping. I mean, he won't. Now he just went out the door again. Hey, Mike! Ah, it's driving me. Hey, Larry, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Alex. Sound like you got some problems in your backyard.
That they're running around right now. Larry, tell you what, I'm going to give you the floor because I already know the story, and I'm going to come back in a minute or two. You got the floor. You got the show for a minute. Tell
right.
folks what happened with the 9 people being found not guilty or hung
okay,
juries.
Okay, I'll pretend like you're on the other line. You'll just come back whenever you get back.
Sure,
okay?
Go ahead.
I first found out about this CARE case when a friend of mine, Matt McPherson, who's a defense attorney out in Phoenix, he told me this story about another friend of mine filing a lawsuit against an assistant United States attorney and some IRS special agents. The story is this. This is what resulted in a lawsuit being filed. This fellow by the name of CARE, who's an employer out in Las Vegas, has a construction company. He made a conversion from Federal Reserve notes as his medium of exchange to gold and silver coin. Now, there were financial benefits to doing this. Let's use as an example, just go back into the 2000-2001 era. You know, a silver coin, a real silver dollar, the constitutional dollar, would command a price of 12 Federal Reserve notes back in those days. So for purposes of explaining what this guy was doing, I'll just use the silver dollar and I'll say that its Federal Reserve note value was 12 back in 2000-2001. So if CARE was paying somebody $480 per week in Federal Reserve notes as wages, then if he paid them in gold and silver coin or silver dollars, then that party's, quote, income, unquote, would be reduced down to $40. Well, at that rate, there wouldn't be any withholding. At that rate, you know, the guy would make, if he made $40 a week, that'd be, about $200 a month and $2,600 per year. And if he's married, he wouldn't be required to file an income tax return. So that's the reason why CARE went over to establishing his books. He was engaged in using as a medium of exchange gold and silver coin. Well, after he had this program in operation for a while, the IRS came along. Everybody in the world knew that this guy was operating on gold and silver coin, but they executed the search warrant. And they came crashing through with a big, tank, I guess it was. They crashed through his gate, and then they went into his office and herded a bunch of office people that worked for CARE, herded them out into the parking lot in the middle of the summer, Las Vegas heat, you know, where it's anywhere from 105 to 110 out there on the parking lot, or probably higher, and had them, they were held under gunpoint while the agent searched the office. Well, that resulted in a lawsuit being filed against the assistant United States attorney that was involved and the IRS special agents. Well, that only irritated the government, so they turned around and indicted about 8 or 9 people in this CARE indictment. And the story is, what the charges were in the indictment is this, that there was a giant conspiracy among all these people to defeat the federal income tax laws. And then, of course, there were specific charges against specific individuals, you know, like the various tax crimes, evasion or willful failure to file. Well, Bill Cohen, who was one of the lawyers who was representing the employer, CARE, in this lawsuit that had been filed against the United States attorney, he came along and tried to enter an appearance as defense counsel for CARE. There's a lot of battling over that, but ultimately he ended up representing CARE at trial, and they started this trial back in May.
Now, Larry, I've been back for a while, and I heard you this weekend on the show talking about it, so I also read the local newspaper articles, but this just shows the insane actions of these individuals. I remember reading the federal law when they set it up and said that gold and silver would be denominated by the government by the face value on the coin.
Yeah, well, here's the argument he was using. Congress comes along in the mid-'80s, and they want to establish a gold and silver system. It's there for the American people to use. And they come out with these new gold coins, these new silver coins, and they say dollar on them. Now, the government called as a witness in this case one of the people that was, factually involved. This is where CARE was getting his gold and silver coin. This guy was a coin dealer. So the government sticks him up there on the stand. He tells his story. Then the defense starts cross-examining him. And they ask him, well, what's a dollar? And this guy says, well, it's a silver dollar. And he said that Federal Reserve notes were not dollars. And then the defense asked him, well, the government's got this 8300 form. If you engage in transactions involving $10,000 or more, in gold and silver coin, you're supposed to file a report. They asked him if he filed a report. He said, hey, I never have transactions at large. And his theory, he himself operates off of a gold and silver standard. He considers a dollar to be the dollar of our daddies, the silver dollar. And he confirmed exactly the theory that the defense was presenting. And so after about 4 months of trial in this case, I imagine the government probably put on 50 or 60 witnesses. The defense took a couple of weeks to present their side of the case. But when the jury goes out and they deliberate, they come back and there's, 189 counts that were presented to the jury in this case. And they acquitted a lot of people just across the board of all charges. And they got hung on everything else. So the government spent big bucks, spent 4 months to try this case. They had, 9 people that were on trial. And after all that effort, there's no guilty verdict. So how about that, Alex?
What was the response of the federales when that happened?
Well, that I don't know. I've read some news reports, the Las Vegas Review Journal. I haven't seen any real comments coming from the government. I certainly haven't been talking to them. I've been talking to Joel Hanson.
Well, on a wider issue, we talk about jury nullification. Every videotape or book order we have here at InfoWars.com, here at the video and bookstore online, we put a citizen rule book, the good one out of Arizona, in there that gets into jury nullification that Red Beckman and others got going 30, 40 years ago. But because you are supposed to judge the facts as well as the law, and I'd like you in layman's terms as a constitutional lawyer to break that down for the listeners, and not just on the income tax, but on a lot of other issues, the juries, they can't control them all. They can't control all the grand juries. We're starting to see that, and is that why we see the American Bar Association calling for the end of juries, and is that why England is getting rid of them? Because there's that final check of the people really are the boss, hence we are the judges.
Well, we got a problem with banishing juries here in this country because there are certainly the jury is an institution pursuant to the United States Constitution, you're going to find that if you examine the state constitutions, juries or institutions are there as well. So it's going to be difficult for us to progress to the stage that England and some of the other English countries around the world, you know, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, you know, perhaps they can banish a jury, but I don't think that it's possible here in this country.
But by process, with these judge TV shows and with the plea bargaining, a lot of times, you know, in court, they'll just order people to plea bargain now and scream at them for contempt. So with the dumbed down masses, the jury's basically already gone. We need to rediscover that, don't we?
Yeah, but a problem that's happening right now, Alex, you know, you can read statistics. I got a friend, you know, I go to these MCLE, you know, we got to get 12 hours of MCLE credit every year, you know, go to these little seminars. And Greg Cusimano is an attorney down in Gadsden, Alabama, and he's been studying this. And the big corporations that have been sued by the plaintiff's bar over the, you know, last 10 and 20 years, you know, what they've done is they've engaged in a program to shift the paradigm for the American public. And, you know, they've come along and, you know, denigrated suits against the big companies. And as a result of this effort by both the government and big corporations, as a result of all that, do you know that we really have less trials today than we had in the past? In fact, last year in Alabama.
No, I know. Sure, I mean, you go into traffic court and say you want a trial, they act like you're the devil.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the trials are dropping, and it's something we, you know, I find it incredible. You know, I understand why the American people are, you know, wrapped up in their own lives. They're busy making ends meet. They're, you know, they got their jobs and their families to tend to. But there's a lot of great social issues. If the American people don't wake up, you know, our kids and grandkids are going to be in a society that's much like China, and I certainly don't want that. If we can have the American people, you know, Patrick Henry said, "Is life so dear, a piece of sweet needs to be purchased at the price of chains or slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God, ask not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Now, the American people are faced with two fundamental propositions. Do they want a life of liberty, or do they want a life of slavery? And right now, we have a presidential candidate, Hillary, and we have a lot of other Democrats out there. They're singing this too. Oh, you know, we're going to provide medical care and everything else. You know, they're the great socialists. Well, the American people can go down that road and they can have a life of slavery.
We've gone down that road and it's already curtains, and now they want to add more to it. For those that don't know, they claim they want to insure 15 million people, and it all sounds reasonable. But now they're saying you're going to have to go to the doctor each year. It's going to be social workers ruling over us. We're going to have the new environmental carbon footprint social workers watching us and our carbon output. I mean, this is just hellish what they're already doing.
So we're going to end up being bound and gagged, and look, Alex, that's a process.
Have you seen all these new videos where a little girl drops cake and the school security guard walks over, breaks her arm behind her back, forces it all the way up to her head on video, and then the mother complains, so they charge the little girl with assaulting the security guard when it's all on tape, and then they arrest and charge the guy that shot video of him with assault.
Yeah, well, that's the way this system operates.
Did you see that video in Indiana where they punch the city councilman in the back and then beat him till he passes out with blood coming out of his head, and they charge him with assaulting them? I mean, they're going nuts.
Well, we're going to end up like Myanmar or Burma or whatever you call that country. Right now, what's going on over there is, if we don't change, we're going to end up just exactly like them.
Just where they just mow people down.
Yeah. And that they did that, you know, here we got we've seen over the last couple of years, what is it? Is it in Georgia or Belarusia? You know, they had the big battle in the last couple of years, the Orange Revolution.
Yes.
You know, that country's trying to break free, and I forgot what it was, but, you know, they had all these.
Belarus.
Yeah, they were maybe the Ukraine or whatever. I forgot the name.
It's all over. Georgia, everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, those people are trying to break free. And we have here in Burma or Myanmar, whatever you call that country, we got the same thing. People are getting fed up with living under an oppressive regime. However, here in this country, we're moving toward repression. And, you know, to me, freedom is a lot more exciting a life to live. But if we don't watch out here in the next, you see, it's not something that confronts our children or grandchildren. It's something that confronts us.
Well, because exactly, you're, folks. You're not going to have to wait for the Federal Reserve to rape the dollar. Larry Becraft, you've got a degree in economics, and of course you also have a degree in law. Watching Greenspan come out and badmouth the dollar for 2 weeks straight, watching all the central bankers say America's done for, they are trying, I mean, that's 101, and I want to see if you concur, to destroy the dollar. Why do you think they're doing that right now?
Well, they're going to step forward with the replacement. Hey, look.
That's
this,
it.
We're going through the subprime problem right now. However, I also think that the reason we've got this subprime, I don't think it's all that big of a problem, but it's making a lot of
news. No, they're using that as an excuse, yeah.
Yeah, it's an excuse, and they're operating behind the scenes. What they want is they really want some international regime to come along and control all this. Well, if you have an international regime that's not, you know, subject to the will of the people, hey, they can do whatever they want. But it looks like to me, this is what I talk about. This is what I predict is going to happen. We are looking at having a blending of Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and we're going to have probably, you know, I talked to Edwin Vieira. Edwin Vieira says the latest this is going to come about is 2012, which is not far off. We're 5 years. That's within striking range. And we're probably going to have hyperinflation. We certainly are going to have hyperinflation here. And soon the Federal Reserve note, if people think that there will never come a time in which an ounce of gold will trade for $1 million, they're wrong. Because gold will be priced at $1 million when this country's falling apart, and it's coming.
Well, it's at 7:45 right now. It's up 50-something bucks last week. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Another
like that, declaring independence.
Welcome back, land of the free, home of the brave. Now completely owned by foreigners, every liberty being destroyed. A brainwashed, drugged up, drunk population stumbling around, giggling and snickering. Cameras, surveillance everywhere. But the people are starting to wake up and the worm is turning. Larry Becraft, on the tax issue, I mean, over and over again now, for the first time in the last, I mean, they are losing all the time. And, I mean, is this clearly a trend?
It's a trend or not, Alex, you know, but it is interesting that, you know, here in the last, you know, this last summer, the Tommy Crier case, you know, I represented Tommy, but then we had this four-month trial in which the government invested a whole lot of money, a lot of resources, and a lot of time, and they walk away with not guilty verdicts. And let me just tell you, you know, the judge in this case, you know, I'm relating to you. I don't have any personal knowledge. I've just simply talked to a number of people that were involved in this case, and that's all I know, and that's all I'm relating to you now. But I did talk to Joel Hansen, one of the defense attorneys. And the judges painted this scenario in court that gold and silver wasn't money, but it was just simply property. And therefore, the IRS, if you were getting property, gold and silver coin as pay, it had to be denominated in value in Federal Reserve notes. That was their theory. Well, you know, when the defense talked to the jurors after the not guilty verdicts came back, they found out that the jury just simply wasn't bought on this whole theory that the government was trotting out. And especially when you have a very reasonable defense is presented. You know, the government's issuing dollars. Nobody can say that Federal Reserve notes are dollars. These people were trading in dollars. To them, it didn't seem like it was odd. I think that what we're going to be looking at in the future is the government can, you know, as this thing begins to unravel, the government's going to be taking more and more absurd positions that, you know, the rank and file of the American people are not going to accept. And, you know, right now, a problem that we got is, you know, you're asking for, is this a turning of the tide? I don't know, because the government's got a number of cases in the works where, you know, that I have knowledge of. Where, you know, we got some pretty bad fact situation involving some of these people that we were talking about at the start of the show, you know, like Lamar Hardy, you know, setting people up in bad fact circumstances. But I do hope that, you know, the American people are beginning to wake up. And of course, you've done more than anybody else a great effort in waking the people up. Here's Alex, can I get back to what we were talking about?
We've only got about a minute left, sure.
Okay, well, hey, I see that the Amaro is going to come on the scene. Somebody's going to, in the next 3 or 4 years, going to say, hey, we got a new currency. And we'll be going through hyperinflation. And then you'll see things like companies and maybe even a state saying, hey, we're going to get away from the Federal Reserve note. We're going to go over to the Amaro. That's how the change is going to come about. And in the process, as the Federal Reserve notes hyperinflate, the American, the middle class is going to be destroyed.
Well, that's a plan. I mean, the elite has always waged war on the middle class, and the Trilateral Commission said that was their plan back in the 70s, so they're doing it. The question is, can we get the word out to the people so as they do this, it'll backfire on the New World Order, or will the globalists get to pose as the saviors again? Larry Becraft, I want to get you up in the next few weeks for 2 hours to go through Patriot mythology as a public service to the people.
Sounds good to me, Alex.
So that our good listeners won't get hurt out there. God bless you, Larry. I appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate it, Alex. You're always great.
You're awesome. Thanks for coming on. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed the first hour when I got into the police brutality, this little girl then breaking her arm for dropping some cake on the floor and then charging her with assaulting him when she didn't, when it's all on video, just like they assaulted the city councilman and then said he assaulted him. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Well, the show's going to start over again at InfoWars.com on my streams. If you missed that first hour, you'll be able to hear it. If not, I'll see you on Sunday. God bless. 4 to 6 p.m. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.